Page 38. St. Lucia. Explore the volcanoes, reefs, and rainforests of this Caribbean paradise. The twin volcanic spires of the Pitons are the iconic image of St. Lucia. The green, hulking peaks rising from the sea side by side in dramatic fashion. Le Gros Piton and Le Petit Piton rise 2,618 feet and 2,438 feet, respectively, above the dark green Caribbean waters of Piton Bay. Today, the lava and rocks of the Pitons are covered in vegetation. Images of the Pitons are everywhere, from shirts to postcards to the labels of the local beer, Piton. They are the most photographed rocks on the island, and a visit to St. Lucia is not complete without a chance to view the Pitons, even from a distance. Gros Piton is 3 kilometers in diameter at its base. Petit Piton is 1 kilometer in diameter at its base. The two steep-sided peaks are connected via a ridge. The Pitons are part of a volcanic complex known to geologists as the Soufrière Volcanic Center, which is the remnant of one or more huge collapsed stratovolcanoes. The Pitons are the eroded cores of 2 lava domes formed on the flanks of the volcano. Exploring the Pitons. If you are inclined, you can climb the Pitons, but it is a steep ascent that will take 3 to 6 hours each way. Local guides are required. Find them at the visitor center on the south slope of Gros Piton. The fee is about $30. At first, it appears that the peaks are side by side. But as you get closer, you realize that they are 2.5 miles apart. The area is also home to some of the island's priciest resorts, some of which only have 3 walls, so as not to obscure the views. Jade Mountain, Jalousie Plantation, Ladera, and Les Chassonnets. Stunning snorkeling. The appeal of St. Lucia and its incredible vertical-dominated topography continues underwater. The island is home to one of the healthiest and most diverse reef systems in the world. Divers and snorkelers may find more than 300 species of fish and more than 50 corals. Hawksbill turtles are seen onshore, whale sharks and pilot whales offshore. One of the best diving and snorkeling spots is at the base of the Pitons, and the Soufrière Marine Management Area is one of the most successful marine parks in the Caribbean. It was established in 1995 and brought together local fishermen, landowners, and water sport operators. It covers 7.2 miles of shoreline from Anse Jambon on the north to Anse Iveron to the south, with a steeply sloping continental shelf with fringing and patch reefs, boulders, and sandy plains. The coral reefs cover almost 60% of the marine area. The preserve was established to protect the reefs and to promote sustainable management to allow local fishermen to continue to fish. It includes 2 terrific snorkeling spots, Anse Cochon, Bay of Pigs, and closer to the Pitons, Anse Chassonnet Reef. Next to the resort with black volcanic sands, the best on St. Lucia for its marine life. Shallower waters. The shallow part of the reef is accessible from the beach and lies in 5 to 25 feet of water. The reef falls away to 140 feet in a unique coral wall and approaches the harbor of Soufrière. It features brain and soft corals, sponges, and sea fans, plus 150 species of fish. Photographers love the site because of the abundance of bright, colorful sea life, and the coral is easily photographed in the clear waters. It is home to large trumpet fish and turtles. All about St. Lucia. St. Lucia, once known as the land of the iguana, is a lush, green, natural, and still developing island. The avocado-shaped island has surprisingly wild interior rainforests and mountain peaks that top 3,100 feet. The development hugs the coast, and its roads are slow and winding. St. Lucia is famous with honeymooners and for its pricey all-inclusive resorts. It is not dominated by a beach culture like many other Caribbean islands. It is largely rural with banana and coconut plantations. It was a sugarcane island in the past. The first European settler on the island was François Leclerc, a 15th century French pirate with a wooden leg. St. Lucia has a rich history and was a battleground between England and France. The island changed hands 14 times. England won out in 1814. It became an independent country within the British Commonwealth in 1979. English is the official language, although the French influence is strong. Rainforests and more. About 13% of the island is protected rainforest, with more than 20 miles of jungle trails, secluded waterfalls, and volcanic features including boiling mud and steaming vents. The St. Lucia Forest Preserve covers about 19,000 acres, home to the threatened St. Lucia parrot, also known as the jacu. The St. Lucia Trust offers guided rainforest hikes. You can drive into a volcano with bubbling mud pots and sulfurous gases near Castries. Pretty Marigot Bay is where the original Dr. Dolittle with Rex Harrison was filmed. Rodney Bay at the island's northwest tip has become a tourist center for water sports. Pigeon Island National Park covers 40 acres with two beaches, the remains of an 18th century naval garrison, and a British fort. Vocabulary focus. Reef, hulking, diameter, flank, inclined, obscure, snorkeling, coral, sustainable, change hands, secluded.